Actually, speaking of thinking it's not funny, this is a funny story. I was at the cellar the other night with you, and I was downstairs bombing. I was bombing at the VU.
The new stuff, huh?
The new stuff.
Yeah. Same here.
It's so bad.
This is me in between every new stuff bit. Finish one and go, hey.
It's crazy how bad it is.
I'm with you. And good thing we're doing theaters, you know, with this horrific material.
But at least the theaters is our crowd that knows us, that likes us. This cellar. People were mad.
Oh, yeah, of course.
People were mad at me the whole time. But also, the cough was not gone. I was
just spraying people with COVID.
I was bombing and coughing the entire set.
You were really sick?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you made it up.
No, I'm fully still there.
Oh, okay.
But Liz from the cellar came down, and I was like, she knew I was going to bomb. I told her, I was like, I shouldn't be here. This is a huge mistake.
Yeah.
I haven't done stand-up in a week.
Right.
And this is all bad.
And it's a bunch of young guns bringing the heat, and then you go up with the new shit.
Everyone else is killing.
All right.
And then, so she was in the back. She sat at the VU and was just dying, like just laughing.
Oh, that's good.
Clapping when I was bombing.
Yeah.
And Ian Lara saw me at the cellar, and he was like, I was like, fuck, I'm having a rough night. And he was like, what are you talking about? You were killing. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I came down, fucking the manager was cheering. I walked down. I was like, I've never seen the manager cheer for someone.
Oh, that's
fun. Like, no, she was actively making fun of me.
She was mocking me, though.
On stage. The manager was down there mocking the comedian.
The best I ever had of that is the lady who ran Crackers. Remember that lady?
Oh, Ruth Ann.
Ruth Ann. She was like, I went there with Segura for the first time. And she was like, he did some Jew jokes. And while I was in stage, she asked Tom, she's like, should I throw quarters at him?
Oh, wow.
Don't throw quarters at him.
That's a good comedy owner. But the worst part is they see the special and they go, hey, this guy's cooking. We got to go see this guy. Then they see you live and they're like, maybe he's not a live guy.
Yeah,
you
know, there's a lot of laugh tracks in that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was, so that's going to happen again tonight.
Yeah, same. I'm with you.
And hopefully the cough's gone.
Hopefully the cough's still there.
I don't know. Because while I was coughing, I was like, well, I have COVID. I said it to the guy. I was like, pardon me, I have COVID.
Oh, jeez.
And they got very upset, even more upset. And then this was the big hit. This is the big joke of the night. I told him I knew I had COVID because I did the smell test, which is... I said, I shoved my hand in my ass and smelled it, and I couldn't smell it. And then I was like, but I'll tell you what, folks, you better make sure you don't have taste. they were very, very, it was a nightmarish set. That worked.
That worked
that
well.
Worked. That was a real.
Well, you got the opener.
Yeah, that saved it.
That one got me. I was on the way back in the bathroom when you were saying that.
I was bombing, talking about shoving my hand up my ass.
Can you blame it? It's like a flu game thing. You're like, oh, I'm bombing, but I have COVID. That's why. If I was fresh.
I kind of tried to do that, but they were, for real, they already didn't like me from how bad I was doing. And then when I said I also have COVID, everyone was like, oh, great.
Damn.
Not only did you suck tonight, now we're all sick.
Yeah,
I'm sick of thinking of your bomb in bed.
It wasn't even funny.
Not worth it.
At least the manager saw you, because if the booker saw you, she doesn't have the humor to be like, oh, this is funny that he's dying.
Yeah.
She'd be like, he's got to go.
Yeah. Well, I am going, so whatever.
I'll see you there tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, we miss you at the Skank.
I know. I wish I was
at Skanks. It was so fun, bro.
Tell me about it.
Tons of drugs.
Well, you heard about DeRosa, obviously.
I heard about DeRosa.
Woo! I mean, talk of the fest.
How public is this knowledge?
I don't know.
Oh, it's out there.
It's got to be on every podcast.
It's out there?
It's in the Skank Gazette.
I'm just talking about it privately.
He said it on a podcast, I heard.
Joe DeRosa did?
He admitted it on a podcast?
You mean he admitted it on
a
podcast?
That's what Danny... Yeah, true. He confessed to it on Daily.
Confessed to it is the right
one. Are we sure this is public yet?
Danny and Ryan Long, I think, had him on. I think they talked about it on their podcast.
So what exactly happened?
What happened was... Best audience in the world.
Yeah.
Really giving audience.
And it's impossible to refuse a chant.
Oh, yeah. True that. But
there was a contest to see who could be the last ring car girl for Ellis Mania. And so they was like, we didn't get a second person. So any girl come up right now. And four girls came up. One was new to being a woman.
Mm. Hey, there you go.
You mean she was young?
what
do you mean by that?
I mean, Yeah, she was a young woman.
Yeah, she was a fresh woman. Very
freshly
young.
Trans.
Yeah. Fresh trans.
Yeah.
Fresh trans, yeah.
No, this is pre op. No op.
No op.
For sure. No I'm going to guess no op. Because,
black ops.
Because,
black ops.
Yeah. Black, the black arts ops.
Yeah.
So there was a penis on this woman.
So one lady was like, I can lick my elbow. People are like, great, good talent. Next lady was like, I can lick my tit. Definitely one up, clubhouse
better,
leader.
Better.
And then the third lady was
the
like,
woman.
I could suck my own dick.
The woman said she could suck her own
the
dick.
The new
yeah,
woman.
The new, well, yeah, I mean, it's that one. I think it gives it away now. At this point, you have the details to know which one's which. I could suck my own dick. And everyone's like, well, this is going to make you the leader. But obviously, yeah. She goes, I got to get hard first. Someone has to get me hard.
Woo, baby. Here we go.
And the audience chose
Big Joe.
Right away. Start chanting no. Joe.
And he
Joe.
Wasn't resisting,
yeah.
I might say.
He was. He said, he goes, no way, zero chance. And then wow. The chant included his last name. And then he was like, okay, I'll do it under one condition. I'll handy this lady into hardness. If
what the fuck?
He had a beggar bucket because he lost $3,000 the night before. And at the strip club.
He did it for $3,000?
Yeah, yeah, and he goes, people have to put money in this bucket, pass it around. Everyone's like, absolutely. And he went upstairs to get her hard.
This is night one, by the way. This is Thursday.
This is day one.
Day one.
If I knew we had a friend that I could make do something gay for $3,000.
You would have already been doing
it. I would have done this.
You would have.
Yeah. If I knew DeRosa was that cheap.
He'd do it for less because this was a.
You'd have 99
less grand.
He wanted
to do it. Yeah.
He wanted to do it for sure. And this is a big old lady. This is like a Leah Thomas.
Oh, I heard she was like 6 foot.
6'4".
Yeah,
I
when she said, no. When she said let's go, she went into a 3-point stance.
Yeah. Yeah. She pulled. I think she beat Adesanya.
Yeah.
She was. Wait, this lady was a 6 foot.
She was
big.
Six.
Penn State.
I'd say six. Pretty.
Pretty big arms.
Pretty big arms.
Pretty.
Pretty.
Okay.
Yeah. If this was 1994, before you'd have heard of such things, you would have been like,
I don't know.
Hey, that chick's cute.
Pretty the same way Jocko Willink is pretty.
Handsome, handsome woman.
Yeah. Similar.
Jocko Willink.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Good old Jocko Willink.
Willink time. Willink Mullen.
Willink Paddywhack and the dog of boner.
Willink Diaz.
Willink Diaz. Oh, fuck, there's a cough. If I laugh, I cough.
Yeah.
So I was up there bombing and then laughing that I was bombing. So I was coughing. I couldn't talk.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, so they went
so
upstairs.
Anyway, she gets hard, says, hey, I'm never going to be able to maintain her all the way back down the steps around to the stage.
They go upstairs in the venue?
Yeah, upstairs and around to a bathroom. And so she's like, there's no way. There's not. I'm going to walk downstairs into a comical environment. This is not going to stay hard that long.
That's got to be a weird walk to know you're going to a bathroom, to know you're going to jerk off a trans person. That's what are you thinking about in that walk?
It's hoagies. Like, yeah. He's thinking about the new hoagie coming. Yeah. He's got a new idea.
I guess so. New
yeah,
sandwich.
Exactly. This is getting him in his cue zone.
The Eastie, the tranny. What is he doing?
The upside down.
Yeah. Why did he do that?
It changes me halfway
angle.
Through.
Yeah. So anyway, they get him down. She's telling us a story. And then... she was like, there's no way. And then Lewis was like, well, did you come? And she goes, someone did.
Oh.
What? She goes, yeah, I got the cum on my leg to prove it.
Oh.
Oh, God. Are we sure he's made this public?
So, oh, yeah. It's out there.
I mean, he's definitely in front of 1,000 people, but we're sure he made it public. Follow up on this in post.
I talk about it on my pod for an hour.
We're going to follow up in post. Text, make sure it's
make sure,
public.
Yes, I will.
This is very out. And DeRosa was, they carried him on their shoulders. He was like the mayor of Las
Vegas.
I mean,
what a winner to
this
go for.
This is a credit.
I called him because I heard about it. Soder told me that night.
Yeah.
And I called him to, I was like, are you sure this happened? Soder was like, I got to make sure it happened.
I mean, I was there as anyone.
And I called him to make fun of him,
yeah,
obviously. And as soon as he answered, I was like, fuck, I can't make fun of him. I love him.
What do you mean? All you do is make fun of him.
No, I've worked on it.
But he said he liked it.
I worked on that relationship.
He said he liked it. He's like, it was hot. I'm going to do it again.
No shame.
It sounds hot.
So then she blew
that thing.
Or
if that was a girl, that'd be an awesome experience.
Hell yeah.
You know?
But so yeah, she blew him and then
she's got an OnlyFans.
Oh, pull her up.
She's got a big dick too. That's what she said. She was like, it was meaty.
J-Mo.
We were on Rogan.
Pull her up. But yeah, I asked him the size difference and he was like, it was almost time and a half.
2-1
Yeah.
Bigger than a blackjack cock.
Yeah.
Wait, the they had a bigger penis than
yes.
him?
Yes.
No, not they.
I'm just trying to get the pronouns correct. I didn't want to
wrong.
Assume.
I think that's a wrong one. I think it's singular.
Her.
She.
Carl.
Not they. They's a different thing.
Carla.
That's so that was day one of Skankfest?
Carl and then the yes. A's in parentheses.
Did anything else happen that was even...
No, that was
the after party was you heard about. I don't want to say beep the name.
Yeah.
Right here. Get the timestamp.
Wow.
Oh.
Cut the whole thing out. Strike it for the record.
What happened?
Wes.
Anyway, and we're back.
Yeah. So a lot of crazy shit happened.
A lot of crazy shit.
It was wild.
How was the bees? Did you guys get to see Six at all? The bees
I didn't see him once.
I didn't see him at all.
He gets to those things and he gets around.
Was he there? I didn't even see him.
There was a couple of female sixes. But
that was the top of the game.
Skankfest 10 right
there. Yeah, that's true.